We're in Simen Kuf Nun Tes. We're up to Siv Vav, and we'll be doing that. Lo yitein mayim lachaveru b'chofnov. You cannot go and pour water on your friend from your hands. You can't fill your hands with water and then pour them on your friend's hands. Sheinotlin ela min akeli. Netilas yadayim has to be from a keli, not from hands. V'hu adin, similarly, im notol yodo achas me hakeli, for you to go and pour water onto one hand, v'shafach bimeno liyodo acheres, and then to use your first hand to pour water onto the second hand. The eino klum, this is not netila from a keli, and it is puzzle. Rabbeinu Tam matir bezo. Rabbeinu Tam is matir in this case. Kaven shetchilas netila liyodo achas hoysa min hakli. Since when you poured into the first hand, it was directly from a keli, so you're continuing your netilas yadayim from one hand into the other. V'hu shoysa yodo rishona tohora kagon sheshofach aleha revias bevasachas. That is only if your first hand was tohor because you poured an entire revias at once. Otherwise, the water became tamei from the first hand that it wouldn't be able to be matar the second hand. Says the Rama, Hagov v'nogu lahakol kediver Rabbeinu Tam, aval hasvara rishona hi ikir v'lachen yesh la'achmer l'chadchila. L'chadchila, you should be machmer, like the first lashon that you cannot do this. But b'shas atchak, you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Means l'chadchila, where it's not l'chadchila, you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam. L'chadchila, you should not rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Now, first of all, in a case where you keep both your hands together and you pour water on them, but water is going from one hand to the other, everyone agrees that that's considered an atila of beiz yodav bavas achas, and that's good enough. That's fine. What you're not allowed to do is wash one hand and then pour that on the other one afterwards. But if you're pouring on both, it's a continuous flow that's hitting one hand and then going on to the other, that's considered an atila bavas achas, which is a kosher atila. Now, the next thing. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're allowed to pour from one to the other. But you're not supposed to rub one to the other, because then one hand is going to be metama the other hand. Now, if you washed from a revius, so that we saw, that nothing became tame, so there's no problem of shifshuf either. Now, lahalacha, the Ramah said that the minig is like Rabbeinu Tam, even though it's right to be machmer, and lechatchila should be machmer, not like him. Mishtabur brings that the marshal paskins, not like Rabbeinu Tam, even b'dieved. The Levush points out that even if you're going to rely on Rabbeinu Tam, that's only in the second case where you're washing one hand and then putting it onto your other hand. What about one person taking water and pouring it onto someone else's hands from his hand? There, you don't even have a Rabbeinu Tam to fall back on. Whereas the Gra holds that Rabbeinu Tam is cholik even on that case. Is according to the Gra, Rabbeinu Tam would hold that if one person pours water into his hand and then pours it from his hand onto your hand, that is good enough. The other thing is that the Gra holds that Rabbeinu Tam is even cholik if you didn't use a revius. So even though when you pour onto your hand it becomes tamei, nevertheless you can pour onto the other hand, it's still within the process of netilas yadayim, and therefore it is kosher, even though you did not have a revius, and theoretically the water should have become tameh and would therefore not be good for netilas yadayim. But we look at it all as being part of the process of netila, and that is good enough.